Well, Michigan, we're going to end today's Focus show with a blockbuster guest. I am absolutely delighted to welcome to the show the Honorable Mary Sheffield, the mayor of Detroit. Madam Mayor, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Sandy. Glad to be here with you.
Oh, just such a delight to talk to you. So you have been Detroit's mayor now for roughly 100 days, and I have to say you have hit the ground running. You've had proposals around housing affordability, around taking care of our babies and our child care. You know, what's it been like these first 100 days?
Yeah, it's been, you know, honestly, it's been a lot of fun. It's been very busy and productive. You know, I do say that, you know, my time on council serving 12 years really afforded me the opportunity to know firsthand the issues. And so day one, and even throughout the transition, the amount of committees that were formed, the public-private sector, I mean, everyone who came together to help shape the priorities for my first 100 days allowed me to be so successful. So it was good to be able to hit the ground running. We were able to, you know, launch RX Kids, make VDOT free for K through 12 students. We expanded the Affordable Housing Trust Fund. We've increased funding for out of school time. I mean, we made significant progress in so many issues that I believe impact everyday Detroiters. So I can, you know, I get so excited thinking about what can happen a year from now if we've accomplished so much just in the first short 100 days.
So let's stick on the housing issue. So many people are concerned about access to housing, the affordability of housing. What are your goals in the city of Detroit to make housing more affordable for more people?
Yeah, so a couple of things. One, we're working, of course, on trying to reduce property taxes, which is a longer term fix, but we're in the process now of creating a comprehensive package of bills that we can take to Lansing that will hopefully significantly reduce property taxes in Detroit. Secondly, we're also trying to just raise the incomes of Detroiters. And so when we talk about affordable housing, we often talk about the cost of housing, but not also the ability for people to afford housing in general. And so this administration's approach is to really invest in people, reduce poverty, build our middle class, and try to raise the incomes of residents. And then thirdly, I would say we're just really trying to make it easier, quicker, and less costly to build housing in Detroit. And so we're already in the process of just trying to streamline and reduce regulations, change some of our outdated zoning requirements to make it easier to build housing in Detroit, which also ultimately will pass that cost down onto the consumer to make it, you know, less costly to build housing in the city of Detroit. So we're very excited about this. We also have a huge goal of trying to build 1,000 single family homes over the next 4 years. And we've had some very, very productive conversations with developers and others who are interested in making sure that that vision becomes a reality.
Well, and you know, it's so important that we find ways to streamline housing, permitting, regulations, because most people don't understand that, yes, there's lots of reasons why housing has become so expensive, you know, price of materials, price of labor, all those things. But also, time is money for builders. Mm-hmm. And that's why they kind of focus on the more expensive homes with higher margins. And that leaves, you know, normal people without a place to live.
Yep, so true. I mean, once I sit with developers and they break down the cost to develop a home or to create an affordable unit, you get a chance to really see the bigger picture. And so for me, it's trying to figure out ways to reduce costs, to reduce government regulations as much as we can to make it, you know, easier, quicker, and more affordable to build homes here in the city of Detroit. So we're very excited about the work that we've accomplished so far.
You know, Madam Mayor, shifting to healthcare, as I mentioned, RX Kids, and you are partnered with Dr. Mona Hanna-Attisha of the Flint fame and has done some really innovative work. So what is RX Kids Detroit?
Yeah, RX Kids is a cash prescription program that provides $1,500 during pregnancy and then $500 a month up to the first 6 months. First 6 months of a child's life, and there's no strings attached. There's no income requirements, and it really supports maternal and infant health. We're very proud to be the largest city now to enroll in this program. We have roughly 8,000 babies that are born every year in Detroit, and every single family that applies to this program will benefit. So we're very proud. I think we've given over $2 million to date in cash prescriptions to families in our city. And we cannot wait to see the economic impacts that this will have on our local economy, as well as some of the health impacts as well, too. There's been numerous studies already in other cities from both the health and economic impact it has had on their city. So we're very excited to see what the results yield in Detroit, but it's been a very popular program. And again, one of my first things that I did as mayor was make sure that we invest in our babies and our families.
And how does a family apply for this new benefit?
Yeah, they can go to DetroitMI.gov or they can go to rxkids.org and apply. It's a very, very simple process. And again, there is no income requirements whatsoever. Every pregnant mom in this city who goes and applies can qualify for this program.
And is this fully funded by the city of Detroit, or do you have philanthropic help?
Yeah, so we have a combination of money from the state of Michigan, philanthropic, and then the city made a contribution as well to make sure that we were contributing as well. It's a 3-year program. So as of now, this program will be in place for 3 years. But yeah, it is a public-private partnership, and we do thank all of our philanthropic support that has made sure that this program was a success as well.
Yeah, Detroit is so fortunate that we have one of the most active and, frankly, well-funded philanthropic communities. They've done so much. They certainly got us through bankruptcy and the grand bargain, but they continue to do great things. So you obviously are not new to government. You've been a leader in the city for some time, served on city council, served as president of the council. But I have to imagine that being mayor is a different kettle of fish. What surprised you most, even despite all of your great experience, what has surprised you most about being mayor versus being on the city council?
You know, it's really not much of a surprise. It's just more so being able to delegate, you know, the large demand of whether it's, you know, request of time and, you know, the numerous issues that we have in managing, you know, because now you're a CEO, so you're managing staff. And so just more so the delegation and making sure that you're able to better manage, you know, the demand of being mayor in a way that, you know, is directly impacting the things that I prioritized when I campaigned. So it's not really a surprise. It's more of an adjustment and you know, being able to delegate and handle all of the responsibilities that fall in my lap now as mayor of this great city. But I've been doing it well, and it's been a great adjustment my first 100 days.
You know, one of the things that was one of your hallmarks when you were on city council is that you had a very productive relationship with then Mayor Mike Duggan. And from what I can tell, you have kept that ethos intact as you now deal with city council as the mayor.
Yeah, it has been a really good relationship, knowing most of the council. I've got a chance to know the two new members. And this budget process, I really think, showed the strong relationship between council and the mayor. They had their opportunity to do their due diligence and deliberate over the budget, but they saw, you know, that you know, I was someone who came from council. A lot of the priorities that I put in the budget were things that align with them as well too, and just the ongoing collaboration and partnership with council has just been phenomenal. So very proud of those relationships, looking forward to continuing them. I do understand that we're not going to always agree, but to have that partnership and those good conversations and collaboration, I think, is key to Detroit continuing to move forward.
Well, Madam Mayor, we thank you for your continued public service. We appreciate the energy in which you are bringing to the office of mayor of one of the great cities on the planet. We wish you all the best. We look forward to seeing you at the Mackinac Policy Conference in just a few weeks.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Sandy.
Right. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
All right, friends, this has been so much fun hosting Focus on WJR, sitting in for my friend Paul W. Smith. Again, wishing Paul and Kim great travels. Love to you both. Thanks to Mike in the booth, Danielle in the booth, my friends Megan and Matt for sitting in. Have a great day, everyone.